Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody out there, all linked up with me, Janice, for the Soulful Healing Talk Show. I just want to say welcome. You know, you guys, you make this show for me. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate the time that you take out to spend with me. And I would love to hear from you. So please call me today, 646-595-3197, 646-595-3197. Love to hear your input. Love to hear what the show is doing for you. Okay, let me know. Today we're going to talk about vitamins. We're going to today, because a lot of us hear about the vitamin A, B, C, D, E, K, but we don't know exactly what they are, you know. And for those of us who are not dietitians, our nutritionists, our experts in that field. You know, it's kind of hard to understand the numbers and the letters, what they mean, you know. But the one thing we keep hearing is how experts recommend fueling your body with healthy food before you turn to supplements. And that's why I want to play my first song today about what we eat. It's called What We Eat by Maccabee. Here you go.
Aizal and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me not eat them, they think. They look for me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. You want hear what me eat? Yo. I eat calaloo, ackee, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice, and peas, and pumpkin, mango, dates, and guava, chickpeas, and cassava, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower, onion, fennel, and cucumber, plum, pear, and papaya, aubergine, and saya, lime, lentils, and quinoa, oatmeal, bread, and oatmeal flour, watercress, and okra, tofu, and sweet pepper, couscous, and carrot, broccoli, and coconut, peaches, apples, apricots, red fruit, jackfruit, sour, sap, pistachios, shoes, and almonds, walnut, peanut, also pecan, sesame seeds, and flour, lemon, orange, pineapple, and melon, mango, wheat, and garlic, kiwi, corn, and turnip, pacho, and pomegranate, hijiki, and rocket, berries, cherries, and strawberries, beetroot, grapefruit, and celery. You see, the meat's not necessary. We tell them, say, how when me eat, them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say, that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. Hey, look how me big and me say, look how me strong. Some people can't believe that me a vegetarian. If you want a healthy body, check the real Rasta man.
I have a lot to talk about tonight, you know, and he's talking about what he eats. So the best thing you can make sure you eat a balanced diet with as many whole foods as possible, you know. And here on the Soul Food Healing Talk Show, we're going to get to the full lowdown on what is to be on the vitamins and minerals. And if I don't get through the minerals on this show, I'm going to continue next show because I don't want to give you a short version of the minerals, okay? So let me start now. So we're going to go from A to Z, A vitamin, A to Z. And we're going to start with vitamin A. And vitamin A is good for healthy eyes and general growth and development, including healthy teeth and skin. And a natural source is orange, food, or something like carrots or squashes, anything, sweet potatoes, cantaloupe. because all of those things are getting cheese from the carrot seeds. And the vitamin A is an essential fat-soluble vitamin, okay? Very essential. And it has a lot of benefits on humans. It promotes eye health and helps you see in the dark. It aids in the differentiation of the cells of the skin, the lining on the outside of the body, and the mucous membranes is the lining inside of the body. And it helps fight off infection, and it supports the immune system, and it supports the growth and remodeling of bone. Okay? And that sounds like we really need something like that, right? But before you stock up on supplements, or make your way to the grocery store, you know, and be aware of how best to get it and how safe it is, how much is it safe for you, and how to get the most of this essential vitamin. Okay, it is very vital that you know, and continue your research, as I always say, because I know I can't cover every single thing. So continue your research, okay? Vitamin A can be found both in the flora and the fauna of the world. And that is good, because it is recommended that folks get their fill of it through their diet. Because vitamin A is a fat soluble, cooking but not overcooking, and make sure to get some fat within the same meal. It will allow your body to absorb the vitamin properly because it's a fat soluble. Okay, carotenoids, the plant base, is a plant-based form of vitamin A. And they're found in dark green leafy greens and yellow and orange fruits and veggies. Examples: sweet potatoes, carrots, winter squash, mangoes, peaches, you know. The carotenoids, including the beta carotene, are referred to as a precursor type of the vitamin A, which means that once it is inside the body, it is transformed into the vitamin A, okay? High intake of the dietary beta carotene has been linked to lower risk of age-related macular degeneration and lower risk of certain cancers, including cancers of the breast, colon, the esophagus, and the cervix. Okay? Retinol, on the other hand, is active or performed type of vitamin A, which comes from animal sources like beef and chicken liver, eggs and dairy products, and fish liver oils too. And medication that are related to this type of vitamin A are called retinoids, and they are used to treat acne and other skin conditions. Okay? And though everybody needs vitamin A, it is specific for everybody, okay? And I'm just going to give you what the RDA is for the recommended dietary allowance. For men ages 19 and older is 900 micrograms, okay? And for women, adult women, 19 and older is 700 micrograms. Pregnant and breastfeeding women 19 years and older have different dietary intakes, which are, you know, it could be as much as 770 to 1,200 micrograms for somebody. Okay? And too much or too little vitamin A. When you have too much or too little, there is a potential health risk to you. Okay, a vitamin A deficiency, and you know what deficiency it means when you don't have enough of something. Right now we're talking about vitamin A, and it is characterized by eyes, decreased night vision, okay, diarrhea, skin issues, and they are more susceptible to infections. And folks with this deficiency are prime candidates for the supplements. On the flip side now, excessive intake of vitamin A from food, it can result in your skin getting yellow. Okay, it's not usually harmful. Okay, but taking vitamin A supplements or medicines can contribute to taking too much. Okay, and symptoms of the excess intake, it depends upon whether you're, you know, have enough, if the vitamin A is getting high into your body, is whether you have to determine if it was taken over a long period of time or is a one-time excessive dose, you know? Think about that. And it may include dry skin, a rash, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, weakness, headaches, and hair loss. Okay, large doses of preformed vitamin A, where you can find it in retinol supplements, can interfere with the functioning of vitamin D in the body. And it can increase the risk for bone fractures and birth defects. Okay? Beta-carotene supplements seem to carry less risk, even when vitamin A supplements are taken within a safe dose. It still may not be appropriate for everybody. Diabetics and those with liver disease need to take vitamin A supplements under the supervision of a healthcare provider, okay? I do wet my throat a little. Smokers and heavy drinkers are advised not to take the beta-carotene supplements either. Okay? Children are at a greater risk for experiencing side effects from too much vitamin A, even at lower levels. So it's good to monitor their use as well, okay? And everything I'm telling you now, please check with your doctor first to see if it is appropriate with his treatment for you. Okay, don't just go and start taking something. Research it, talk to your doctor, talk to somebody else, talk to a nutritionist, somebody. Don't just jump on medication and you go and take all of these things, all right? And as always, I hope these little things help you, what I'm giving you guys. Okay, we're going to jump on to vitamin B, the vitamins, the B vitamins. Okay, and it's good. The vitamin Bs are good for energy production, immune function, and iron absorption. And a natural source, you know, this crucial group of nutrients can be found in whole, unprocessed food, like whole grains and potatoes and bananas and chili peppers and beans and yeast and molasses. And getting enough vitamin B vitamins is important for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. But where do you find them? You know, I'm going to give you the essentials on the B list that you can incorporate in your daily diet, plus information on what each B vitamin does and how to find them in the foods around you. Okay? It is old news that we should be taking a multivitamin every day, and women should take calcium supplements. And we know that to be the inside and out, we make sure that we're consuming a wide variety of healthy carbohydrates and fats and proteins, right? But where do the 8 vitamins that comprise the vitamin B complex fit into everything? All right, let me give you a breakdown of each. B1, and that is thiamine. And B1's primary purpose is metabolizing the carbohydrates and facilitating the release of energy from the food and assisting cardiac and nervous system functions. And it has been known to strengthen the immune system, reduce stress, neutralize free radicals, you know, help, and that will help prevent premature aging and starve off the polyneuritis, and that is the inflammation of the multiple nerves at once. Polyneuritis. And which foods include it? Brown rice, egg yolks, wheat germ, brewer's yeast, oatmeal, bran, green sprouts, soya bean, cashew, lean pork. All right, and B2 is the riboflavin, and riboflavin, it packs a serious punch in terms of its benefits. It plays an essential role in energy production by helping us metabolize our proteins and our fats and our carbohydrates. And it helps in the formation of red blood cells and the antibodies for our bodies. In addition to that, it ensures proper development of our reproductive organs, the tissues, the eyes, the nervous system, your mucous membranes. It regulates thyroid activity and it strengthens your antibodies. It prevents acne. And it protects the digestive tract, and it helps treat nervous system and conditions like Alzheimer's and multiple sclerosis and epilepsy. And the most significant sources of riboflavin are dairy products and brewer's yeast and liver. And you can find it in seafood like mackerel, eel, shellfish, salmon, and herring. And lean meat, you can find it in. And mushrooms and broccoli and avocado and dark leafy greens and asparagus and wild rice and dried peas and beans and sunflower seeds. Okay? And remember, so continue your research, okay? Time flying. B3, which is niacin. And what does it do? B3, also known as niacin or nicotinic acid, is a substance that occurs naturally in various plant and animal tissues. And it's especially helpful in improving your circulation and lowering your LDL, which is your cholesterol, while raising your good cholesterol, HDL, okay? So niacin is necessary for the formation of red blood cells, and it helps maintain healthy blood pressure and blood triglyceride levels too. It also supports the nervous system, and high doses have been known to regulate your moods. Finally, it keeps the stomach and intestinal working smoothly, and like its brethren, what we just talked about, assists our bodies in metabolizing carbs, proteins, and fats. You can find it in meat, poultry, fish, liver, kidneys, egg, nuts, peanut butter, brewer's yeast, and wheat germ. Okay? So B5 is pantothenic acid. And B3 is a master synthesizer, as it facilitates in the formation of fats, proteins, amino acids, and antibiotics. And doctors have touted its ability to keep the human heart ticking steadily. And it really helps to sustain blood pressure levels too. And B5 also enhances our immune system. Let me just take a sip. And boost up your physical stamina too. And it keeps the hormones that cause stress and anxiety in check too. But perhaps it's best known for, you know, contribution to your skin health in warding off signs of wrinkling. And food that contain it is mushrooms, collard greens, cabbage, salmon, broccoli, legumes, you know, soya beans, molasses, milk, and cheese. And the next one is B6. It is the superstar of the B complex. Everybody hear about B6. It supports more bodily function than any other vitamin, acting as a coenzyme for a number of systems. Okay, it is what enables our body to metabolize amino acids, and it helps really good in the intestines. And without it, serotonin and dopamine and adrenaline, among other chemicals in your body, could not be there. Okay, and when taken with the other B9 and B12, it reduces the level of the amino acid, which contributes to heart disease and stroke. And it's also used in the treatment for PMS and anemia. Foods that contain it are white meat, spinach, carrot, peas, eggs, sunflower seeds. Okay, you notice those things are in a lot of categories. Walnuts, brewer's yeast, wheat germs, whole grain, but not enriched breads and cereals. Okay, B7, that is biotin. Like vitamin B5, biotin plays an integral part in hair and skin and fingernail health. You've heard this before, I'm sure. And it helps develop and repair muscle tissue and nervous system tissue. It reduces cholesterol and it maintains blood sugar levels normal. And it enables the body to better adapt to insulin. It synthesizes the fatty acids and amino acids, and it catalyzes the metabolic reactions to optimize our energy levels. And because it reduces the surplus fat, doctors often recommend that their overweight patients eat a B7-rich diet. And this diet would contain milk, liver, kidney, egg yolk, fish, brown rice, potatoes, banana, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, soya bean, and again, brewer's yeast. Okay? And B9 is folic acid. Folic acid is readily recognized for its amazing, you hear about it in your prenatal medicine. It helps pregnant women, and it is known to prevent birth defects, okay, by assuring normal development of the fetus's neural tube and protecting against pregnancy-induced high blood a low birth weight, miscarriage, and premature birth. And any woman who is of childbearing age and even thinking about starting a family someday should include folic acid in your daily arm of supplements. But they said this vitamin can also play a part in lowering your risk for stroke and heart disease and some types of cancers and even Alzheimer's. So it's a good idea for both sexes to take this. Okay? Which food contains it? Lentils, black-eyed peas, whole wheat bread, pasta, tortillas, asparagus, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, tomatoes, cantaloupe, watermelon, raspberries, avocados, bananas. And then we come to the most commonly known vitamin B is B12. And it works good with B6 and B9, the folic acid. Okay? It's also called cobalamin. Is an effective treatment for high levels of homocysteine, an acid whose buildup can cause heart disease. I said that early. It helps blood cells form and generate, and it aids our bodies in manufacturing DNA. It also known to combat male infertility. Okay, and it helps chronic fatigue syndrome, among other things. And on the neurological front, it's been known to fight disorders like memory loss and depression and sleep problems. Sea vegetables like kelp, comba, and nori can find it in, and some fish, including mackerel, herring, tuna, cod, sardine, trout, and bluefish, and oysters, and clam, and mussels, and crab, and lobster. And you can find it in certain cheese like Swiss mozzarella, parmesan, feta, beef, and lamb, eggs. Okay, so that's in a lot of stuff. So when you're shopping around for multivitamins, you likely notice most of them include, especially the B complex, would include B6, the folic acid, and the B12, but not the other five. Okay, so you can buy those those supplements separately and take them separately. But it's also good to incorporate these kind of foods in your diet too. Okay? You know, you ever ask your doctor to check your blood, your vitamin levels in your blood? That is a very good thing to be, you know. Very, very good thing. Vitamin C. Good for strengthening your blood vessels and giving skin its elasticity. You know, it's an antioxidant function, and it helps iron absorption. Everybody know the natural source for this is orange, but they're not the only source. Other fruits and veggies are packed with vitamin C, like guava, red and green peppers, kiwi, grapefruit, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, cantaloupes, dark leafy greens. You know, vitamin C is one of the most important things to include in your regular diet, because this powerful vitamin provides a number of important health benefits. It aids in diseases, improving the immune system, preventing inflammation, and generally supplying the body with chemicals that help it to process a diverse diet. You know, we've all heard about old stories of how the pirates used to have to take vitamin C to ward off scurvy. Okay? And it will help us right now. Okay, without vitamin C, the bodies of these deprived pirates would have suffered. And it's the same thing that will happen today. Because people who have this deficiency become tired and experience problems like your hair loss and your gum disease. So what is important about, so important about this essential vitamin? What happened to it is that it contains antioxidants which help fight off the free radicals in your body, and it helps ward off inflammation, infections, and viruses. Furthermore, by helping to protect in various types of cellular constructions. Vitamin C also works against heart attack and strokes. In general, this nutritional element promotes better vascular health and longevity. And new studies have shown even more significant health benefits of vitamin C, where the vitamin has proven to be useful in breaking down some kinds of oxidized fats, okay, which is good. Okay? And they say vitamin C may even be important in preventing things like Alzheimer's or autoimmune problems, as well as atherosclerosis, along with, you know, other circulatory problems. Doctors are well versed about how these simple vitamins can affect multiple body processes. Okay? But they refuse to push the importance of it in your diet. I don't know why. You know, they don't say why you should take it. Generally, getting your daily recommended dose of vitamin C helps the body to handle challenges and build healthy tissues while using natural antioxidants to protect the body from the invaders, okay? As you know, you can get the vitamin C is from oranges and lemons and limes, and these days you can buy them by the bag. But cooking or processing will deplete some of the vitamin C that needs to be ingested in the body. And that's why many individuals choose to take vitamin C tablets or supplements to be sure they're getting their share, their better dose by not cooking it. Okay? And as I said, always talk to your doctor about how a natural vitamin regimen can help you. Okay? Vitamin D. And I think vitamin D is very, very important. Very, very, very important. Because the other day, I did a test that would, you know, measure my levels. And I take vitamin D every morning. I used to take 1,000 milligrams. And when that test came back, I was way below my level, what it should be. And I was shocked. Like, why? My body was, I needed more of it. So now I'm on 10,000 milligrams for 3 months, and I'm going to see how that helped me. But it's very common for people to be deficient in vitamin D because they don't realize the importance of it. Okay? Just a few years ago, vitamin D, all it was known for is it helps your bones. But there is this scientist called Michael Hollick, and he's a pioneer in vitamin D research. And he did a study, and the data showed that nearly every tissue and cell type in the body have vitamin D receptors. And as a result of this discovery, much higher doses are required for optimal functioning. This discovery changed everything, you know, we understand of the vitamin D role in our body. Okay, unless your body is at optimal levels, you're opening the door to a host of things to happen, including strokes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes. In fact, if you have normal blood sugar today, vitamin D deficiency makes you 91% more likely to progress to an insulin resistance or pre-diabetes. Okay? And the more, it will double your risk for progressing to type 2 diabetes. And unfortunately, this vitamin D deficiency has become a global epidemic. Because an estimated 1 billion people do not have adequate vitamin D levels. And 64% of Americans don't have enough of vitamin D to keep all your tissues operating at peak capacity. Ask for a test. When your doctor goes to do your test, ask for that to be checked. Okay, because the result of this deficiency is it can be chaotic. Studies have shown that vitamin D deficiency is associated to a long list of diseases that span all systems in the body. Okay, they say it is 20 times more likely to have Alzheimer's if you have a vitamin D deficiency. While checking for vitamin D levels is not what all doctors do, they don't really check for it. But you'll realize from the information on the Soul Food Healing Show that vitamin D is one of the most important health steps you can take for yourself. Okay? And as I said, I was taking it before and then I was still low. All right? Why vitamin D is so vital? It's because humans can make some in their bodies, yes. But most of us require additional amounts from the diet or our sun or from supplements. And it's because once vitamin D has been ingested in the diet or produced, the liver and the kidneys convert it into its active form. Okay, which will be called vitamin D3. And virtually every tissue in your body has receptors for vitamin D, meaning that they all require vitamin D for adequate functioning. Okay, the very presence of specific receptors define that vitamin D as a hormone rather than a vitamin. And it interacts with receptors throughout the body and has a number of different effects it has. And it's becoming evident that higher doses of vitamin D support its other activities in tissues, okay, such as heart tissue, heart muscle, brain cells, fat tissue. This is just to name a few. And additionally, vitamin D regulates the genes that control cell growth and development, immune function, and metabolic control. Let me get another sip. It can also, a vitamin D deficiency can also bring on neurological diseases too. Okay? So we need to bank up on our vitamin D. It supports our cardiovascular health, which is very good. Okay? Vitamin D deficiency is common with people with cardiovascular disease. Because I said almost all people with heart failure have shown signs of reduced levels of vitamin D. And so this deficiency is a predictor for the disease, for the heart, of the heart and blood vessels, including heart attacks and strokes. So why does vitamin C, why is it a deficiency? Why is it such a deficiency? And why is it such a big thing? It's because the heart muscle, the blood vessels, and other circulatory systems are rich in vitamin D receptors, which mean that they depend heavily on vitamin D for optimum function. Okay? So it is very crucial. You know, there's no shortage of the studies of vitamin D, so make sure you check it out. Okay? People with diabetes can benefit from it too, okay? Vitamin D deficiency makes it 91% more likely to progress to insulin, okay? So the close connection between the vitamin D and diabetes is due to the vitamin D receptors, which are found in the pancreas's insulin-producing cells and liver, in the fat and muscle tissue, all of which influence the fate of glucose in your blood. For example, white blood cells, which are called macrophages, have vitamin D receptors. And when the macrophages are taken from diabetics, they display a high level of fat content, which contributes to diabetics' increased cardiovascular risk. However, when those cells are treated in the lab with vitamin D, they stop their pathological fat uptake, ultimately reducing the cardiovascular risk. Okay? So that's good. Okay, and that's the treatment with active vitamin D3 also significantly reduces protein levels in urine, and that is a marker of kidney disease. Okay, vitamin E now, good for blood circulation and protection from free radicals. I have to take a break for my voice. Let me play this next song, Raw Food Girls. What happened?
The wake up song.
No, not the wake up song.
Please, not the wake up song.
Yes, the wake up song. Fasten your garters, gals. Here goes nothing.
Every single day this girl a coming on me, and I know you nigga nigga, but she want fast food, but she want McDonald's. I tell her she should need more vegetable and more fruit. What will it come to that? Say, yo.
But when your name fast food, girl, you really put me in a bad mood, girl. The dirty food when your name rude, girl. Me no like go, you're going rude, girl, no. Now I'm with a raw food, girl. She really puts me in a good mood, girl. She really knows how to cook good, girl. And you know you really look good, girl. Say first thing, wake up early, she greet the morning. Mix up the honey tea with the ginseng. Ginger and quinoa in a pot boiling. No animal loiling, need me warning. The rate of cancer is so alarming. In my garden, raw food me farming. Basil, spinach, and kale me planting. With the black bean soup and dumpling. Fast food, girl.
Yeah.
Them really put me in a bad mood, girl. The dirty food where you never root, girl. We not like all you want, girl. No. Now I'm with a fast food, girl. She really puts me in a good mood, girl. She still know how to cook, good girl. And you know you really look good, girl.
Second verse.
First thing, stay away from Burger King, Mickey D. That is your worst enemy, Wendy. That will make your belly crazy with the 99 cent fries and frosty Taco Bell. Some call it toxic hell. Last week me eat it and my belly starts well, angel. Now dropping at the fast food bell. Did not think it was just. So, yo, fast food, girl. You know you put me in a bad mood, girl. The dirty food when you near me rude, girl. Me no like all you going rude, girl. No, no, so now I'm with a raw food, girl. She really puts me in a good mood, girl. You know you really look good, girl. You still know how to cook good, girl.
Oh, very good.
Me nyam up no things with rambo shoes. Me nyam corn, celery and bamboo shoes. Me nyam a leap of vegetable and lots of fruit. Mix up the hemp seed oil with the macaroon. Raw food, when you know about that boy. Almond milk, why the whole of them got soy. Mix up the tat soy with the bok choy. And me clean up me plate like bad boy. Yes, fast food girl. She really put me in a bad mood, girl. The dirty food where you name root, girl. Me no like all your guan root, girl. No, 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 I'm with a rap, girl. She really puts me in a good mood, girl. Dirty food, she no name root, girl. Not get up with no green eggs and ham root, girl.
Okay, so we're doing vitamin E now. Okay, it's good for blood circulation and protection from free radicals. And natural source is one of the best sources is the almond. And you can fill up on other nuts and sunflower seeds and tomatoes. And it is a light yellow oil. A fat-soluble vitamin that is actually a family of compounds, the tocopherols, which are found in nature. And it was discovered in 1922 with experiments on rats. And when they were fed a diet devoid of vitamin E, the rats became infertile. And the wheat germ oil added to their diet restored their fertility. Oh, a call is coming in. Hold on a sec, guys. soulful healing. Hey, still there? Are
Hello?
You still there?
Hello?
Carla? Carla?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Carla? Can you hear me, Carla? Why can't we hear each other? Can you hear me, Carla? Hello? Well, we can't hear each other. Call back, Carla. Let me see if I can hear you. Okay. So where were we? Talking about vitamin E. The average diet today contains much less natural vitamin E as compared to 50 years ago. You can see that. You know, we will soon see why and what vitamin E actually does to the body. The functions, the primary function of vitamin E is it acts as an antioxidant, which I say is very important because in our present day, we have so much pollution and not to mention the processed foods and the diets and the chemical exposures that we have. You know, vitamin E is protective because it helps reduce the oxidization of lipid membranes and unsaturated fatty acids, and it prevents the breakdown of other nutrients by oxygen. Okay? It is very protective as a nutritional antioxidant function. It is performed and enhanced by other antioxidants like vitamin C, the beta carotene, the mineral selenium, you know. Without vitamin E, the cell membranes are less protected from free radical damage. Without it, it is less protected. And oxidization by circulating peroxides and superoxide. And these are the two types of free radicals. Peroxide and superoxide is also reduced by the enzymes such as glutathione and peroxidase and superoxide dismutase. And these antioxidant enzymes also protect by indirect mechanisms the polyunsaturated fatty acids and vitamin A. Okay? Fried food. A lot of people love fried food, but guess what? Fried food have more oxidized fat byproducts with it, which increases the requirement for vitamin E. But they don't contain any vitamin E, and that is why they are so dangerous when you consume them on a regular basis, okay? And more specifically, vitamin E as an antioxidant helps to stabilize your cell membranes and protect the tissues of the skin, eyes, liver, breast, testes, which are more sensitive to oxidation. And it protects the lungs from oxidative damage. In simple terms, vitamin E's key function is to modify and stabilize so that the blood vessels, the heart, and the entire body are more protected from the free radical induced stuff that we breathe in and consume. Okay? and it also have some anti-clotting properties, and that protects the red blood cell membranes from oxidative damage also, because it helps heart and muscle cell respiration by improving their function with less oxygen. Vitamin E may help improve stamina and endurance and reduce cardiovascular disease, especially those already with cardiovascular disease. And vitamin E has recently been shown to reduce the platelet. Vitamin E, it slow down and reduce the platelet aggregation more than aspirin does. Vitamin E has also been shown to not neutralize free radicals generated during surgery, particularly cardiopulmonary bypass surgery. Okay? It would also protect against the toxicity of some of the gases used in the anesthesia too. All vitamin E is absorbed from the intestine along with the fat and bile salts. Okay, first into the lymph and then into the blood, which carries it to the liver to be used or stored. My time really runs fast. Vitamin E is not stored in the body as effectively as the other fat-soluble vitamins A, B, and K. Okay, and over half of any excess may be lost in your feces. But some vitamin E is stored in the fatty tissues and liver, and to a lesser degree, to the heart muscles and the testes and the uterus and the adrenal and the pituitary glands and in the blood. And vitamin E is particularly absorbed through the skin, especially when you use an ointment or an oil. Okay? The best sources of vitamin E are the vegetable and seed or nut oils, like coconut oil or vegetable oil or sunflower seed oil. And it was first, but let's say you're not supposed to cook it. So if you want to consume it as a vitamin E, you make a salad dressing with it, okay? And the oil component of all grains and seeds is that contain that tocopherol is in the covering or germ part of the grain. And this is what contains the vitamin E. So if you're going to mill it, it is lost. So the vitamin E to preserve, extraction of the oils from the nuts and the seeds must be done naturally, like a cold press. It's better either the cold press than to use heat or chemical extraction, because it's going to kill all of them. Okay? Cold pressed vegetable oils are the really best ones. I tell you, use them in salads. Don't cook with them. Salad dressing. Some other foods that contain them are soya beans, vegetables, like uncooked peas, spinach, asparagus, kale, cucumber, tomato, and celery. Vitamin E may be very helpful to women because it shows relief from menstrual pains as well as general relief from the stuff we got through with menstrual problems. Even problems in menopause, it helps, like headaches and hot flashes. And if you have vaginal itching due to dryness, You know, it may be reduced with the use of vitamin E. And when birth control pills are used, the tocopherols may help to protect the body from their possible side effects also. And estrogen may decrease the effect of vitamin E. So more is needed when estrogen therapy is used. And vitamin E has been used topically and orally. Okay. I think I have people outside, but they just generate. Okay, vitamin E has been used both topically and orally in the treatment of fibrocystic breast disease. Okay? And likely due to its protective mechanisms. What is wrong with me today? Against estrogen. So that is good to know. You know, it has been used to enhance immunity in the treatment of viral illness and to reduce the neurological pain from shingles. Okay, it is also helpful in preventing eye problems such as poor visions and cataracts that may be due to oxidation of fatty tissues. Okay. And various kidney and liver diseases and muscular dystrophy have been treated with vitamin E. Okay. Leg cramps and circulatory problems associated with diabetes may be helped with vitamin E. Okay. And even people with lupus have the skin rashes, vitamin E can help, and along with vitamin A. Okay, down to the last vitamin. Vitamin K. And I promise next week, you're gonna visit us. Yes, so next week we're going to talk about the minerals in more depth because I don't think I'm going to be able to finish it up right now. But let me just play a song here, guys, and then I'll be right back. I'm going to play this song again.
That's it.
Everyone has a purpose in life. A purpose, yeah. I sing. Everyone's got a purpose. Made us good and he made us right. Now we all open our eyes. Like fire sign, start to realize Babylon is feeding us with lies. We may want to divide, but love and unity keep us alive. With just in our life, all can be right. We gotta stay focused and stay on just fire. And keep your love always in us. Everyone got a purpose in life. We gotta choose to do the right. Sometimes we fuss and fight, and I know that's not right. Some of them been dreaming in life of fear, realize Italian King Haji. Her ass money cube, her microphone, and that you see. Hey, the energy, every got I turn up. And you see each and every one, take it up. And make them do what I want. Everyone got a purpose in life. We gotta choose a life. Time we open our eyes, yeah, yeah, and start to realize that with love all would be fine, and we could make it to the end of time. Everyone dreaming of the same thing. We all need. Everyone's got a purpose in life.
Everyone's got a purpose in life, and that's so true. But we have to look after our bodies so we can go forward in our purpose. We have to look after us. Okay? We have to look after the body. Because we need the body to move and to achieve. All right, so now we're going to talk about vitamin K. And that is, if you know about vitamin K, you know, people want it, doctors want you to take it for your blood to clot. You know, it's good for blood coagulation. And that is the process with which your blood clots. And natural sources are leafy greens. You know, to make sure you're eating lots of kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli. And vitamin K is a fat-soluble vitamin that is well-known. Okay? Vitamin K is good for blood clotting, yes, but it's also good for building strong bones and preventing heart disease and crucial part of other bodily functions. In fact, vitamin K is referred to as the forgotten vitamin because its major benefits are often overlooked. And recent evidence suggests vitamin K is an important adjunct to vitamin D. And if you are deficient in one, neither works optimally in your body. And you already know vitamin D is a key player in your overall health. Okay, so like with vitamin D3, nearly everyone is deficient in vitamin K. Most of you get enough vitamin K from your diet to maintain adequate blood clotting, but not enough to protect you from a variety of other health problems like brain health. You know, problems including dementia, tooth decay, infectious disease like pneumonia, osteoporosis, cancer, liver cancer and leukemia, cardiovascular disease. Okay? The three types of vitamin Ks are vitamin K1, which is found in plants, especially the green vegetables. K1 goes directly to your liver and helps keep your blood healthy and clotting healthily. Vitamin K2, also called the menaquinone, is made by bacteria that line your gastrointestinal tract. And G2 goes straight to your blood vessel walls, bones, and tissues. The other one is vitamin K3. And it's a synthetic form I don't recommend. It's important to note that toxicity has occurred in infants injected with this synthetic vitamin. And K2, which is made in our body, can also be produced by fermented food. Okay, increasing the K2 by consuming more fermented food is the most desirable way to increase your levels. And the foods highest in K2 is natto, which is a form of fermented soya beans, which is consumed in Asia. And vitamin 2 protects your heart, and it helps you to prevent hardening of the arteries, which is a common factor in the coronary heart artery disease and artery failure. Okay. Vitamin K2 helps prevent osteoporosis. And vitamin K2 is one of the most important nutritional interventions for improving your bone density. It serves as a biological glue that helps plug calcium and other important minerals into your bone matrix. Okay? Your bone strength depends on more than calcium. Your bones are actually composed of more than a dozen minerals. And if you focus on one, just calcium, you'll likely weaken your bones and increase your risk for osteoporosis. And this is more likely your body can use calcium correctly. Okay? Vitamin K also helps prevent cancer. The number of studies that have shown vitamin K1 and K2 that are effective against cancer, you should read them. Okay? You know, vitamin K has been found beneficial in the fight against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, colon, stomach, nasopharynx, and oral cancers. Okay? And K2 deficiency may be a contributing factor to Alzheimer's. And K2 supplementation may help in preventing. And K2, remember, improves the insulin sensitivity. And people who get the most vitamin K2 from their foods is about 20% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. Topical vitamin K may help to reduce bruising. Okay? And food sources of vitamin K, as said, is natto. Okay? Dark green vegetables. Fermented food. Americans don't eat a lot of fermented food anyhow. But other food can include soft cheese, raw butter, kefir, sauerkraut. Realize the K2 content of pasteurized dairy and feeding operations, which comprise most commercial sources, are not high in K2 and should be avoided. Only grass-fed animals, not grain-fed, will develop naturally high K2 levels. Okay? So who needs K vitamins? Well, guys, please do your research. Next week, I'm going to come back with an in-depth look on minerals, because these are all important to our bodies, okay, and for optimal functioning in our lives, we need to take these, okay. And I want to thank you. Thank you for logging in with me, chilling out with me. I appreciate, love you. caller. I'm sorry I couldn't hear you. If you had a call back, I wish I could have talked to you. But, you know, there's always another time. So I look forward. Thank you all on Facebook that's logged in. Chris, Sonia, Selma, thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Nadine. I appreciate your love. Thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out with me. I really appreciate you guys. And, you know, I would love to hear from you guys. You let me talk alone. I want to hear from you. Tell me your experiences. I want to hear. All right? So I'm going to play What Tomorrow May Bring. You know it's my song. So here we go.
Dear man, ready? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work with me have and just step over. Yes, me now go try to put me cap on me. I'm can't reach now. Right now, me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day. Why me no fret and me no worry? Me have life and feed that me no go sorry. So if the morning comes and me no see the sun, the Father can say well done.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Yes, one life me have and me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me say me can't puppet ears with them strings. One tie me up, because me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah. And I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny, destiny. That's why me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting. Yeah, me just a go and do me ting. Yeah, what tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother. I stay focused on my dreams. Yeah, because my slice of the cake day your day. You can't tell me no day your day. Me a go for anywhere your day. And give time say me have today. Music, uplifting music, tell us represented. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting. Yeah, me just a go and do me ting.
Mm-hmm. when he played this last song.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Little love.